by your competitor. A clever strategy is to look at niche penetration areas, whereby you can attain market share via areas that your competitor either does not provide or may provide, however, does not promote regularly. Here are some niche areas that you can review and assess. Price: low, medium, high. Location: are they local, national, international? Age: who does their marketing appeal to? Type of products: are there products that you carry that they don't, and vice versa? Distribution channels: where do they sell their products? Marketing channels: what marketing channels do they use? Gender: are they targeted at men, women, or both? Advertising frequency: how often are they seen by your market? Offers: what offers do they provide? Sales process: what sales process do they have? Is it internal, external, or both? Overall market: do they target B2C, B2B, or both? Industries: what industries, if any, do they target? Make a list of these areas along with your competitors. Flag which areas they market. After you conduct your analysis, make a list of the competitive gaps, as in the areas that you are not competing on. This will build the framework for the penetration process, hence penetrating the market. Knowing these gaps gives your business a competitive upper hand. Whether you are an existing business or startup, you can start the PEND principle at any stage of your business lifecycle. Remember, the penetration process is not a long-term strategy. It is designed purely to give you an initial competitive advantage and build market share in a non-competing space. We will touch on how to transition into the expansion process in the next chapter. It's better to be first than it is to be better. You don't have to be better to be first in a category. Once you decide on the area that you want to penetrate, the objective is to be the first to target that specific niche at that particular time. Remember, this has nothing to do with your overall brand position. However, when choosing a brand position, you should always aim to be the leader in that specific category. What I am referring to here is your competitive advantage when penetrating markets with your brand position. The whole concept of brand positioning is that you are trying to talk to a specific target or segment in a way that they see your business as relevant to their specific needs. My suggestion is that instead of going head-to-head as a number 2, 3, or 4 in a segment that is already highly competitive, be first in a segment that your competitor seems disinterested in or does not perceive as being high value. Don't get too caught up in the niche areas in the sense that you are choosing the